you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every.
And what up, St. Louis? Welcome into the show. Great to have you with us, as always. Keep my mic up there. There we go. Don't take it down. Don't take it down. We got to be heard up in here at Schneidhorst. This is Hockey Sense. Great to have you with us. As always, I'm Andy Strickland. Friday tradition, 4 o'clock hour. Sit back, relax. A little hockey talk over the course of the next 60 minutes. We get you prepared for the Blues and the Avalanche tonight. That should be a good game. The Blues are 5-0 on Fridays. So thank God it's Friday. TGIF, baby. Colorado's a good team. They're fun to watch. If you're a hockey fan, you know, not just a Blues fan, but a hockey fan, you enjoy high-end, high-caliber NHL hockey action, then you'll enjoy tonight's game. They've got some high-end players, elite players offensively, good goaltender, some pretty good players on the back end as well. This should be a pretty good matchup. Of course, they met just a few days ago in Colorado, Colton Parayko, with a thrilling overtime winner. How can we forget that? In fact, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the film room sessions that we've been doing on Fox Sports Midwest. We brought Parayko in there yesterday to break down that play. That'll air in an upcoming game very, very soon on Fox Sports Midwest. Look forward to that. John Kelly, Darren Pang on the call tonight. And we got a fun show for you coming up here today, live from Schneidhorst. As always, the show is brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training, as well as Four Hands Brewing Company. Dirt cheap fun as well. Your one-stop party shop. Stop on in. Spend $50. Get $5 off your purchase today because it is a Blues game day. After today, the Blues play over the weekend, a 2 o'clock drop of the puck against the Calgary Flames. Calgary will be in town. I was texting back and forth today with Matthew Tkachuk. He's all pumped up with that for that game. As he always is to come into St. Louis, and Calgary is a legit, legit team. They are fun to watch, and the Blues won their last meeting at home. We'll see if they can repeat that. You heard Chris Kerber in the last hour. At least he was on this morning with Frank Cusimano, but they re-aired it. The Blues have only won consecutive games twice, I think, this season, maybe three times, but they've yet to win three consecutive games. So we'll see if they can win a back-to-back game here tonight, following up what we saw a couple nights ago against the Florida Panthers. So we'll see what happens here at the Enterprise Center. Dan Hynut will join us in a few minutes, former St. Louis Blue, former Stanley Cup winner. Played a bulk of his career with the Colorado Avalanche. Really, really good guy. And you may say, well, why are you having Dan Hynut on? Well, I'll tell you why. He's the associate coach with the under-18 National Team Development Program with USA Hockey. And you've heard the name Jack Hughes, who will go first overall in the upcoming draft in June, which will take place in Vancouver. At least he's expected to go first overall. I don't see why he wouldn't. That's not going to change. He'll represent the United States coming up in a few weeks in the World Junior Championships. His brother Quinn Hughes is a former first-round pick of the Vancouver Canucks. But there's something like 8 to 10 players from this USA national team who could go in the first round coming up this June. So why not break it down with Danny Hynut, and we'll find out what's going on with him and how much he's enjoying being back behind the bench coaching. You know, a few years ago he was an assistant coach with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's done some scouting. He's back in Michigan. And, you know, of course he spent 3 seasons here with the Blues, so we'll get into a number of different topics with him. Looking forward to that. Also, Bernie Federko, the Hall of Famer, he's set to join us. We got to promote his book, don't we? I mean, we got to get into that for sure. My Blues Note, in stores everywhere right now, written with Jeremy Rutherford, my good buddy. And that book is available wherever books are sold. Barnes & Noble, Left Bank Books, Sam's, Enterprise Center. You can get it online as well, Amazon.com. So check that out. Give it a read. I've read a book, a good chunk of it, and we'll get into that with Bernie as well and ask him a few questions about the Blues in advance of their game tonight against the Colorado Avalanche. The Blues scored 4 goals in the third period. How about that in the previous game against Florida? Are you kidding me? I mean, an offensive explosion from the Blues. That was the first game, by the way, all season long that they had won after trailing after 2 periods of play. So you think about all the different signs that make make up a good team in the National Hockey League, handling different types of adversity, coming from behind is certainly one way to do it, albeit a 1-0 lead. But a big storyline this season has been the inability of the Blues to hang on to leads, specifically in the third period. How many times have they had 2-0 leads or been up by a couple of goals in the third period, only to see that lead relinquish and then lose the hockey game? And a couple of nights ago against Florida, what, they're up 3-1 against the Panthers? And what happened? Florida came back, they tied the game up, and St. Louis stuck with it. They called a timeout and were able to get the next goal. So, again, this is a start to move forward. But you look at the Blues right now. I'm a realist, and you got to hear me out here. I hope the Blues go on a crazy run and make the playoffs. I really do. But I also realize if you're not going to make the playoffs, it makes sense from an organizational standpoint. You got to have a first-round pick. And the only way the Blues have a first-round pick this year, as it sits right now, unless they trade for a first-round pick between now and the trade deadline, I'm talking where we sit right now, the only way they draft in the first round is if they have a top-10 pick. So, as bad as it may sound, the worst thing that could happen to this organization is to miss the playoffs and then not pick in the first round. I mean, you can't tell me you disagree with me there, right? So, last week we had Craig Button on. We talked about a lot of the top players in the upcoming 2019 draft. Jack Hughes, the kid out of Finland, the kid out of Russia. There's a couple of right-handed centermen out of the Western Hockey League, Dylan Cousins being one of those, who's represented locally by Awa. There's going to be some good players. And listen, you talk to scouts who watch the amateur players year-round, and they'll tell you this is a high-end draft, at the top of the draft. So can you get a franchise-type player? That would certainly be the hope. Speaking of players who were drafted at the top of the draft, I had a long conversation today with Eric Johnson. And before we take a break, you remember a couple of games ago when Johnson was booted from the game? He got tossed following the elbowing incident with Alexander Steen. The NHL rescinded that major, so it's not on his record. It's always interesting how an official can make a call, kick a player out, and then the league can get involved and take it back. And so he doesn't have that on his record now. So will we see any type of response from the Blues with Eric Johnson? I wouldn't think so. Especially when you consider Eric Johnson and Alexander Steen have known each other for a long time. It's not about responding at this point. It's about getting 2 points and finding ways to win the hockey game. I'm looking forward to this conversation coming up with Dan Hino. We're live at Schneid Horse. As always, this show is brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. Hey, if you don't like your job, you should just quit and be a trucker. Why not get paid to see the country? Get paid to see the open road. You know, being a trucker has never been better than what it is right now. You can drive across the country. You can drive locally. You can even be an instructor. Find out today if you qualify as an instructor, where you get a signing bonus. It's like being a professional athlete. Full paid holidays, paid vacations. You get your weekends free. Even being a trucker right now, you can kind of get great hours, structured hours, where you get your weekends free. You still get all those paid holidays and paid vacations. So you never miss little Susie or Johnny's t-ball game or hockey game or soccer game again because you're home for the weekends. Give my good buddy Jeff Bowza a call today, 314-895-4111. Again, 314-895-4111. Or you can check them out online, beatrucker.com. We certainly love the support MTC Truck Driver Training has shown us for the last few years here on Hockey Sense. And we'll certainly continue that into 2019. We're getting close to the holidays. What's on your Christmas wish list? How about a big victory tonight down at the Enterprise Center against the Colorado Avalanche? We'll get into that later on in the show. Also have our Mid-States High School Player of the Week. Got a good one this week, too. We'll tell you about that later in the show. When we come back, Dan Hino, former St. Louis Blue, former Stanley Cup winner, now the associate coach with the USA National Team Development Program. Maybe the best collection of talent we've ever seen come out of that program, and they've had some good years. You go back to that 1997 birth year, led by Austin Matthews, and Matthew Tkachuk was part of that as well. They had a number of kids who were part of that group who are now playing in the National Hockey League. This one might be even better. We'll talk it over with Dan Hynote next. I'm Andy Strickland. Thanks for hanging out. This is Hockey Sense, live from Schneidhorst. We're live on 590 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.